the cheerful voice on the phone, ready to continue our conversation about art and artists this morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. I love that art is just infused everywhere now, everywhere KUMD and everywhere else as well. There is a great art event this Wednesday that I think even you in particular, Lisa, might appreciate. The Duluth Art Institute is putting on a workshop with Nick Nurburn, who is a really fabulous community artist in the area, basically to talk to people about how to write grants and how to look at residencies. So this is like, you know, it's designed for people who are a little nervous about grant writing, or maybe they've done some and they haven't had success and they've gotten frustrated and they've put everything away and they say, I'm never doing that again. Nick is just so friendly and so knowledgeable and so engaging that it's a really great opportunity to go and sort of get your confidence back a little bit, or even sort of understand what the fuss is about, because he makes it also look really easy and use it as a way to advance your thinking about your art, that even the process of grant writing can be a good one to think about, to help you think about your practice as an artist. And also to think about residencies. Nick actually came up into the area through an art residency at the Duluth Art Institute and has a good sense of what residencies might fit for people, what they are even. I mean, they really run the gamut from, you know, go for 2 weeks and just immerse yourself in your art making to, you know, come for 2 months and interact with the community. So that's Wednesday at 6 at the Duluth Art Institute at the West End site. Suggest that you can bring your laptop and CVs and artist statements just to help you work through that process. So that is Wednesday at 6. Thursday, it's sort of a Lincoln Park West End 1-2 punch, because Thursday, Flora North is having their grand opening, and they're also located in Lincoln Park. And I'm including this in Where is Art, because what they do with flowers really is artwork. They create sculptural masterpieces with floral and plants and pottery and everything, ribbons. I mean, you go in there and you think like, oh, I have a garden, like I could do this. And then you see what they create and it is just jaw-dropping. So it's really fun to be able to celebrate that particular form of art making. You know, there's color, line, shape, all of it that goes into it, and sculptural, three-dimensional understanding. So that is 4 p.m. on Thursday. Then Friday, it's sort of the theme is masterclass this week, because Friday WDSE is putting on a masterclass called Building a Successful Career in Film. And I always talk about film because I think it's part of the visual arts in a big way. The two cross paths and are certainly on a Venn diagram of where the two intersect. They are going to, this day-long master class, they've brought in some folks from the film industry. So Sarana Quintana is going to be leading it. She's the co-founder of the Sundance Film Festival, as well as a documentarian, a producer, and understands the film landscape. And then Philip Gillipin is the director of the Catalyst Content Fest, and is doing a lot of nurturing folks in how they're creating content for that particular festival this October. So what I think is really fun about this particular masterclass is that it's not just people talking at you. They're putting together teams, and you're going to make a small, short movie in that space of that day as a way to sort of engage with what they're talking about with building a successful career in film. And then Saturday at Lester Park, Nina Holtz, who's an artist in the community, said, you know what, friends and I really love getting together and making art. We should do this for the whole public. So Lakeside Lester Park Community Center from 10 to 6 on Saturday is a Duluth I don't even know how to pronounce this name that they've created, but it's a it involves the word whirl. So it is an art a whirl sort of version at Lakeside Lester Park. There's going to be 3D printing demonstrations from Jess Trika, who's a local artist, as well as kids' activities. Nina is an artist. Nina Holtz, the woman organizing it, also has some friends of hers who are artists who will be around showing off what they've created. It's a fun way to just celebrate art for the day. So that is on Saturday. And then I also wanted to give a shout-out. I actually just took a long road trip yesterday and wanted to mention, after everyone has listened to every recording ever on KUMD, they can listen to the Object Podcast. This is a podcast that MIA, the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, puts out. And it is a really great, they're about 20 minutes long, so they're perfect length for a commute, and they have, the one I just listened to was about the idea of whiteness in classical sculpture. So they take an object from the collection, and a lot of us have been down to see works at MIA before. So it's a fun way to sort of start to engage in a really deeply, it connects you deeply to the objects that are in their collection. And so this one, they're looking at the Doryphorus, which is this sculpture that is, you know, central when you walk in the MIA. It's very iconic. And they talk about this idea that, you know, when we imagine classical sculpture, we always imagine sort of those, the white statues. And that's a myth, and it's really twisted the way that we see whiteness in our culture as well. So take a listen to the Object Podcast after you've listened to everything on KUMD. And that's the week in art, Lisa.
What an excellent, excellent idea. You know, here's something that I love giving you assignments. Here's something I'm extremely curious about. I don't know if there's a way to measure it, but I'm really curious if artists from Minnesota compared to, let's say, the East Coast, the West Coast, and the South, perhaps, have more difficulty writing an artist statement than artists in those other places.
That would be a fascinating, fascinating study, because we are so used to downplaying ourselves, looking at, you know, the extrovert is that you look at the other person's shoes and not your own shoes in Minnesota.
Right.
So I think you might be on to something for sure. And I think that, you know, I think it, honestly, it is hard for anyone, because you are communicating in a visual form, and so to go into a written form, it's hard to you know, it's like if I was a writer, I would be writing, not creating visual arts, right? So I think that a really good facilitator, and I think Nick is going to be one, can ask you questions. I mean, it's honestly the best way to start writing an artist statement is to sit down with coffee with a friend and tell them about your art and have them take notes while you're talking, because it's that is sort of what an artist statement is. It's an introduction about your practice to someone, you know, that you're sitting across from for coffee.
And
you know,
if you
want to have that level.
If you are not an artist, to read other people's artist statements, sometimes they come across as sort of,
There's a website called Artie Bollocks. I think it's just artiebollocks.com, where you can like say, like, this is the length that I want, and it spits it out for you.
There are a number, yes, there are a number of artist statement generators that
yes.
will provide you some entertaining gobbledygook, and sometimes you think that really looks like somebody else's artist, you know, that looks like an artist statement
I
that
know.
I've already read.
It might be.
And
it
I'm wondering if maybe the key to a Minnesota artist statement would be something like, it's not bad.
It's nice.
It's exactly. And if, you know,
I have work that's not bad.
Exactly. And I'm wondering if maybe that's where I went wrong the first time. And maybe if I rewrite my artist statement as a Minnesotan, I will be much more comfortable with it. And everyone around me will be more comfortable with it. And it's a thought. So I think I need to check this workshop out and maybe see where we are from there. So
I love it, Lisa. Tell us what you come up with.
All right. And in the meantime, you do a little bit of research and we'll check back with you.
I will.
Thanks a million, Annie. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.